If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we prepare to celebrate the weekend that precedes Christmas, and we celebrate your love. We ask that you may use this time to send your Holy Spirit upon us, that we may be filled with a renewal of your Spirit and glorify your name. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is the 22nd day of December. And by the way, I haven't been reading the old antiphons this time, so past few days. So let me do it for today anyway. O King of all nations and keystone of the church, come and save man whom you formed from the dust. Very powerful O antiphon, which obviously, as we've talked to you about, all precede Christmas. It's also the lyrics of O Come All Ye Faithful. There's another list of O antiphons. So anyway, we're looking at now the reading for the 22nd day of December, and it is the Friday before Christmas, actually. And we're looking at this, and we're seeing this powerful reading, and we're seeing, just as we've been looking at in some of the days this week, this dedicating someone to the Lord. So previously, we were looking at the mother of Samson, and then we saw the story of the virgin who will be found with child, which is not the New American Bible Revised Edition, but that's the one we're going to go with. And then, of course, we see this reading today about Eli and someone bringing a child to Eli. Fascinating story. This one is. This is it. This is a fascinating story, even though right now we're only getting four verses. But Hannah brings her child to Eli, who is the priest, and her child is Samuel. Now, he's just a child, and this is the passage, not this passage, but this is the book. And Samuel, will you hear the famous line, "Speak, Lord, your servant hears," because Samuel is hearing someone calling him, and he keeps going to Eli. "What do you want? You know, what do you want? Hey, you keep calling me. I'm trying to sleep, and you're waking me up. What do you want?" And Eli's saying, I didn't call you. And then finally, Eli, who was a good priest, long story, we'll get to that, good priest, but who had two wayward sons. Kind of sounds familiar, but anyway, we won't go there. Anyway, a good priest had two wayward sons, and in that case, we see this Samuel, who does remain not only a holy man, but a holy prophet. And he eventually becomes the prophet to the first king of Israel, who is Saul. So we see this powerful thing coming together. We see this reality. So again, building on that theme of someone dedicated to the Lord, we see the story of Samuel. Now, again, going back to that difference, what I was talking about the other day, and I'm not going to repeat the whole thing, but that difference. Hannah is a regular woman. She is a sinner. Samuel is not born without sin. He is a sinner, but he is a powerful prophet in the Lord, and he ends up being dedicated to Eli, who is a very holy person, but is a lousy father, I guess you could say, because he has two pretty evil sons, and that's all part of this whole story. But we come to this whole story, and we see yet someone else is dedicated to the Lord. Now, we want to look at that within the context of what it actually means to be a person of faith. Now, remember that Jesus is also dedicated to the Lord, which we will see in the coming days in his presentation. presentation of the Lord. So we see that Jesus too is dedicated to the Lord. So we find this whole line of stories. We see Samuel, we see not so much that same story, but that prediction, the virgin shall be with child, and she will name him Emmanuel. We see the story of now Samuel being dedicated by Hannah. And then ultimately, this is all bringing us up to the time that the ultimate one who is dedicated to the Lord is the one who is the Son of God, who in fact is Jesus. And all of them play a part in salvation history, which is one of the things that we see when we see what is known as the genealogy, which is on the 17th, which is obviously past. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish, and this program is part of that called St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. So I have a suggestion for you. If you ever want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, I'd like to extend to you a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. Now, if you're in the market for a church to call home and you aren't sure about how to go about test driving one, this standing invitation allows you to do just that. I understand there can be this idea that, well, you know, if I go to church, that's what they want. They want my money. Well, no, actually, that's not exactly true. We want your presence. We want you to understand the power of the Lord in our church and in your life. So in light of that, I'm not asking you to come and contribute. You say, I'm not ready yet. Well, that's fine. What I want you to do when you come to the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass here at St. Anthony Parish, write the word radio down. That's the word radio. Write it on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston. You go to any other parish or any other church, they're going to go, what the heck is this? I don't know what this means. It's a sign from God. Let's all turn on our radios. No, it's not going to be that. So don't do that. Just come here to St. Anthony, right? Radio. Okay, so if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, and we're conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. So anyway, we're talking about this whole week, which a lot of it has been dedicated to recognizing those people who are dedicated to the Lord, those people who the mothers come and offer their child to the Lord. And then we're all obviously seeing the ultimate case of that on Christmas. So we're seeing that powerful moment at that point when Jesus is born and he comes to save us. Now, there's an interesting thing to be looking at that point. Why does Jesus have to be born? Why can't Jesus fall from the sky? Just all of a sudden, I love that expression. I heard that from someone a long time ago. Why can't Jesus fall from the sky? Just all of a sudden, he's 30 years old and he just appears on the scene and this is who he is. There's a reason for that, a very powerful reason. Jesus has to live the gospel perfectly. He has to live the law, actually, perfectly. And in order to live it perfectly, he can't fall from the sky. He has to be born. He has to live as a human being all through his entire life. And in fact, as you know, St. Maximus the Confessor taught that the reason why he died on a cross the way he did was as a temptation by the devil to get him to not to love for so much as a millisecond. So that's an important distinction. Now, there's an interesting question that was brought up to me the other day. How many chromosomes did Jesus have? No, it's not in the Bible. You're not going to find it. And you will never find it because the understanding of chromosomes didn't exist then. People didn't understand what chromosomes. They didn't understand chromosomes until the 19th century. So, or even the 20th for that matter. And they certainly didn't understand DNA until the 20th century. So how many chromosomes did Jesus have? Very important consideration. I could leave this for the weekend to say, see if any of you can answer or do that, you know, that until you come up with the answer. The answer is 46. Now, how do I know? You know, what's it sounds like that old line from the Three Stooges. A man is driving from California to New York. I forget the exact line they use, but, you know, it's similar to this. What's the conductor's name? A train is driving from California to New York. What's the conductor's name? I don't know. Patrick, how do you know? I asked them. You know, that whole, how do I know that Jesus had 46 chromosomes? I do. You know how I know? Because Jesus was fully human and fully God. So he had to be fully divine. So he had to be fully human. And therefore, even though he was born of the Virgin, he had 46 chromosomes, and we understand that the Holy Spirit overshadowed him, he had to have, and it, because if he only had 23, he would not have been fully human. That's a really important message, because what brought together the Nicene Creed was that Jesus was fully human. There was all this question whether Jesus was partially human, like Mr. Spock, or was fully human or fully divine. What was he? And I think it was Gregory Nazianzen said that what was not crucified was not saved. So what was crucified was saved. And if Jesus only had 23 chromosomes, we could not be saved because he wouldn't have been fully human. So we had 46. That's how we know. And we understand that whole thing because Jesus came that all of us may be saved. So if anyone asks you that question, and that was brought to my attention by one of our parishioners who attends our Tuesday night mass, our Tuesday night discussion, how many chromosomes did Jesus have? He had 46. Anyway, we're going to be back on Monday, on Christmas Day. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed weekend. Have yourself a Merry Christmas. We'll see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.